God bless you for joining us this Thursday evening. We're so thankful you're here, and we're glad we're here. God's kept us safe. The Lord bless you. In just a moment, Mike is going to come and open in prayer, but we just want to welcome you, and you're always welcome to email us at clint@cnm-vra.com. You can find that email address at the bottom of this sermons page. God bless you.
Lord, thank you for this wonderful day. Lord, for being our friend. And for giving us another time to come before you, Lord, to worship you, to seek you, and to listen to your words, Lord, open up the way for us to hear from you today in Jesus' name and anoint Brother Freedom in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you. Father, we just give you praise. We give you glory and honor. We thank you. We come thanking you and, oh, just praising you for all your wonderful works. Every good and perfect gift that comes out of the Father above, whom there is no variableness. Neither shadow nor turning. Lord, you are perfect. Lord, we thank you for thy goodness. We thank you for thy mercy. We pray that you'll bless this day. Anoint your people in a mighty way. If there's someone out there that needs healing, whatever the request is, I pray that you'll meet their need. In Jesus' name, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, I pray it will be complete. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. I was just with some people this afternoon. They wanted me to come over to eat dinner with them, so it was pretty late when it was 8. And anyway, they started asking me questions. And I think all the questions basically all leads up the word yielding. Yielding. You realize that we have to yield ourselves when we accept Jesus Christ. What we're doing is yielding ourselves to receive a tangible blessing. Now, we don't see this blessing. When you get saved, you don't see it. But you know you're, if you should, it should touch you. It should be a great blessing. It should relieve some pressure that's been on your shoulders, you know? Give you a light, lifted up higher day, a wiser day, a happier day, a more successful day than you ever had before. And I believe that yielding is how you should be when you get, it's just not to get up there and just say, well, I'm going to sign the paper. I know there is fellowship to do that, but I think there's more to it than that. Just sign the paper and now you're in the fellowship. No, we're in God's. We're his people. And another soul is coming to heaven. And the Bible says the angels rejoice over one soul. Isn't that wonderful? One soul, glory. See, the church is what the church ministry is basically get people saved. Now, wherever you get from after you're saved, that should be a growing experience. Still in the church, but there should be room that you can go to the Lord. And God lets you start developing in him. Well, I see wherever I go, nobody's learned to develop. They don't know what I'm even talking about. So it comes through the word yielding. I think it happened about 50, 60 years ago. But I found that back then my grandpa, when he passed away, I really loved him. And he used to up and put me on his knee and he says, God's going to use this little man. I remember we'll forget that little man. But I was pretty small at those times. And he used to say that every time I see him. God's going to bless my little man. I remember his funeral. Those words come. He birthed those into my being. And my dad's second sister from both directions, from the old, she's the middle. And she gave me a Bible, New Testament. When I was just a small boy, she put it, 2 Timothy 2:15, studied, showed thyself approved unto God, worked with me, not to be ashamed, right to be by the word of truth. Little did I know that would be a place that I'd come to yield the Lord on a different level. Yielding is making yourself available through faith, something you don't understand, can't even think about, because if you can think about it, God ain't there. He's going to do something so completely new in you that you're just sort of lost in him. Now I'm found. And that's what happens. We start to lose ourselves. And when we start losing the effects of this world, then God can come to our heart. The Bible says he that loved the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So when we start getting too way out in the world, we got to come back again through yielding, forgiveness, through consecration, dedication, whatever it takes, to come back to that place that we can pick up our role that we was with the Lord and start marching forward with him. And whenever we lose the pathway again, through this world, we lose it. Love of the Father is not hidden. That's pretty deep. That's just a little truth. But there's a whole bunch of truths in the Word of God. In prophecy in 1960, I was so concerned about myself because I didn't see any growth at all in myself and the Christians I'd written well. And I thought they was, all the time they got a little bit of growth is when they had a revival and everybody get pumped up and 2 weeks later, everybody's all down the mully grubs. No, God, we don't have to be down the mully grubs. We stay in the Lord all the time. Now we're there to bring revivals because the biggest part of that is to get people saved. Oh, glory to God. Seeing people saved, it means their sins have been forgiven and they're on a new plane. They're available for God's assignments. But we got to be yielded to his assignments. God never forced anything upon us. He could make us do anything in an instant, but he won't do it. That's all his stuff. He made us in his image and his likeness, and we're really his property. But see, the devil wants to take us from the Lord. So if he bring us back to his level, then we're going to live with him forever and not with the Lord. Well, if we really know what we're thinking about, we should not even possibly want that. We should want that experience with God. See, God's one way, and that's where it should be. He made us. He knows all about us. He's got our plans. He's got our orders. He's got everything. It's all right there, but we have to keep signing in. Every day we got to sign in a new yielding. Yield unto you this day. I'm not looking to nobody but you, Lord. And the next day comes around. Oh, well, did you hear about? No, I don't hear about that. Well, did you do this? No, I don't. Go yield myself back to the Lord. It's like a train. We never can uncouple. If we uncouple, we're off the train. And that's what is God. We start learning, and we start when a child. I thought as a child, I understood of a child. But it says we can become a man or a woman. I put away childish things. What childish things? It means I start growing in the nature and admonition of my Heavenly Father. I put on his nature. I put on his counsel, his direction. I put on his loving kindness, tender mercy, his saving grace, his forgiveness power. I fret not because of evildoers. I walk in the center of God's. I try to walk in the center of his will. When we come short of that, we should back away a little bit. Say, Lord, help me to stay back in the center of your will. And pretty soon we're starting to grow on. If you ever been around plants or trees, I remember when there was a strawberry outfit around many years ago, and they used to take this parcel of ground, and the owner of this ground was a walnut producer. So what they'd do, they'd plant walnut trees amongst the strawberries. The strawberry grower's responsibility to keep that tree plant watered because it was growing. Someday that walnut tree outgrew those strawberries. It was way up here. So one day they had to stop growing the strawberries because it shaded strawberries out. Well, that's where we are. We grow up through it, around it. We don't fret not because of everybody else. Because God's putting up in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. His Spirit's upon us. The love of God's upon us. I will lift my eyes to the hills. What's come my help? Our eyes are no longer fastened on the way of the world. We're not to look upon the things of this world. We're seek things higher. In the spiritual walk, it's not, I look not the things are seen, but I look for the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. For the things which are not seen are eternal. So you have to have a positive look by faith is how you grow. Therefore, if you're justified by faith, we have peace with Christ Jesus our Lord. We have liberty. Where God's Spirit is, there is liberty, there's power, there's anointing, there's strength. But it comes through yielding to the Lord. And if we live 1,000 years, we'll never ever outgrow that. I'm persuaded that's why all people get sort of set in their ways. They get cantankerous, they do. Because they get here their whole life, they start with walking the Lord, then pretty soon they're just over here, and it's natural. They left the road. God said, tell them, I'm a couple, hang on there, I'm going to get you home real soon. Don't have to worry about it. God will make a way. He wants us to be as happy as can be. But our happiness comes through him. Happy who's man, Because God's Lord. Happy. If we have the Lord in our heart, we should be happy. We should be blessed. We should be out of this world. We're living this world, but our relationship's not in this world. Now, we live in a place where everything goes, but that doesn't mean it does for us. We live it because we let our light shine over here. Someone don't believe us, that's fine. Just live it anyway. If they don't believe you, just live it anyway. If they say that's not for us, just do it anyway. As a man thinking in his heart, so is he. So when we get out of the will of God, we're making it where God can't work in us. We always have to keep that our lifeline open. Our lifeline is my yielding. Anytime we close off my yielding, my lifeline starts shrinking. And pretty soon I'm withered away. I have no power. I find myself down like no man. So to get that power back, I have to actually surrender and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I have to call for forgiveness. Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, you forgive me. God, forgive it. But we have to be, there's no one else can do it for us. We, as God's people, I don't care who the pastor is. I can't do it for no one else. It's our responsibility. We just get people down to where they can deal with what God wants to. That's what we're for. We're not to abuse people or make them upset, but we're to try to amuse them in the things of the Lord. Amusement means sort of easily coax them to direction. Because you can coax somebody when you can't force them. It's hard to make up something to drink unless they want to drink. And spiritually, we're the same way. It's sometimes people get their minds set up. And the question was asked today, they had a friend, and she needs to know Jesus, and she won't open up. But that's something we got to just seek God about and spend time in prayer until God does it. Like Janine. It was a long time. I prayed 21 days or something like that for her, day after day after day after day. Finally, we got a breakthrough. But it's tough going. Jan will remember. It was tough. But sometimes we, as God's people, He wants you to be strong in the Lord, in the power of God. He don't, everybody else quit. You don't quit. You don't deny, you deny yourself of no easy going. God said, didn't tell you it's going to be easy, but it's going to be very satisfying. It's going to be very uplifting. It's going to be very encouraging. You're going to see things, great and mighty things. Because God is in you. But every time we yield to another blessing. Every day we yield to the Spirit of God, we're coming higher. When we get up in the morning, Lord, I yield to you this day, my whole body, I want to grow this day more than I did yesterday. The next day you take another step. But what we do, we go a week or so and, Lord, I'm sure sleepy. I haven't been doing nothing. Lord, I'm really, Bible said, no other time, now it's high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than we believe. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off. Let us cast off the works of darkness. We have to cast them off. I told this friend today, we got to draw nigh to God. We have to resist the devil. He asked me how I feel about for praying for people that got bad spirits out. I said, don't worry about it. And I know that's God's department. I don't even worry. No ill shall fall me. Nor plague come nigh thy dwelling. All in thine eyes shall behold and see the Lord. He hath not given thee a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Greater is he that's in me, he is in the world. Let not my heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. We have the anointing of God that supersedes all principalities, all wickedness, spiritual wickedness in high place. It gives us courage to yield ourselves to Jesus. You courage every day to yield ourselves to Jesus. We need to take courage to yield every day to the plan of God. Every day God's got a mission for it. Years ago, the Lord told me, said, I got a job for you, dude. And I learned on these assignments. Just go coming up the exhaust pipes tonight, we're running. I know who they were. The Lord said, go down to so-and-so. He's got a D7 that's uncovered. Go down there tonight. Don't you shout nothing about it. Take some bunch of cans with you, cover up those exhaust pipes. I said, Lord, I'm going to be half the night. He says, yeah, but I'll be with you tomorrow. So I take the little in. Most people didn't know it. But sometimes they knew it. I remember one time I covered a bunch of parts one night. rain was coming down. I had to get over this high steel fence. I knew police coming there, I'd be in trouble. But I got the parts covered up. And no one the next morning come back. They didn't know how their parts all got covered up. I was there. And I just, I didn't say nothing. But I didn't want them to know. God wants to show us his route. You know, paper routes, they have a lot of back alleys and things to go, you know, and lawns, dogs, and all this stuff. That's why the Lord is. He's got this route for us. It takes us through backyards. It takes us through valleys. It takes us through places. But God's with you. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be with you always. Lo, I'll be with you always. That's the word of God for all of us. Lo, I'll be with you always. We need to take that to heart. My God is sufficient. My God is greater than what I face. It's real. Yield thyself to him. There is no limit to God's possibilities. You've got to go deeper than it takes more than the Holy Ghost. You've got to yield yourself. That's the part that we got to do. God's going to do his part. We don't have to worry about it. But our part is the little part that we don't want to say anything about it. Oh, the Lord had him get some revival. Yeah. But if I do my part, I'm going to have a revival. See? Greater is he that's in me when I'm facing the world. Because if I go to what I'm facing, I'm going to see a bunch of stuff every day. I'm going to forget the Lord. I don't have that luxury to handle it. So I've got to say, Lord, I've got to yield myself to you every day. That we're more than conquerors through you, which loved me. We're more than conquerors with God's help. With myself, I'm a mess. I'm a wreck. I'm a has-been. I'm a washout. I'm one of those guys that fell off out of the march. I've seen a lot of guys fall out of marches. And we can't fall out of this march that we're in. We've got to keep on going. We've got to see God. We got to keep yielding ourselves over and over and over because this flesh, one day it's sort of went downhill. You don't believe it? You just believe me what you want. But I know it does. The renewing of our mind that we might prove what is the good, acceptable, perfect will of God. Renewing, we have to do out of ourselves. Renewing, that renewing that we yield ourselves to God, that is me. You know, if I hadn't, I'm saying this because I've lived through it. If I hadn't totally went that way, I'd have been out of this picture years ago. I wouldn't have made it 6 months. But I have a determination, thank God. I wanted more and more and more, and God kept giving me more and more. He's not finished yet. I have things today that I didn't have 6 months ago. Power of God is greater depth than I've ever experienced. I just walked in these people. They don't know me, but they see something wonderful about me. It's not me. It's the Lord. I didn't tell them nothing. They said, what do you got? Well, I said, I ain't got nothing. I said, this Lord. Well, I tell them. I said, I can't because God's it. I said, you can get it and say what it means. Oh, is that the way you get it? I said, yes, the way you get it. Yield yourself. Yield herself to the Lord. God's great big. He loves everybody as much as he does me. Just as much. He has no favors. Says if we love him, what we're going to do? Keep his commandments. His commandments are not grievous. They're a blessing. The peace of God can rise through you. You can see people. What a blessing. Seeing people healed. See them saved. See them start walking in faith. See them set free, out of bondage, glory, the excitement of heaven. You can't reduplicate it any place in your life, only walking with God. This life is real. And I may not have very much longer to go, but I'm going to start to feel that God in every service right now, it's glorious. You can be dependable. It's like you buy a car and it gives you a little contract. Maybe get 100,000 miles, whatever, it's a warranty. Well, God has a supernatural warranty, but we have to keep it up to date. We have to search diligently for the Lord. We have to seek him. We got to call upon him. I can't take it for granted. But if I'll do what I'm supposed to, God's going to meet every need. He's going to bless you. His eyes are running too throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of his hearts. And this perfect toward him. It gladdens the heart of God when you start walking toward him. That's what it's all about. It's not by denominations or denomination are good because it gives you a platform that people come and you get people saved. But there should be also a time that someone there is big enough to say, hey, well, just all, but we'll just, let's give God a little bit of our time now too, because God wants part of it. See, He paid in full that we could have a church. And we've left God. You let me know that this is what He's told us. We've left Him out of the picture. We've started our own programs. Like I asked a pastor here a couple of years ago, he wanted me to pray for his, I said, you never even asked the Lord about this. And he said, that's right. I said, that's for you. I said, everything you do should be from the Lord. Before we start something, God should be in the picture before we start it. What do you mean by that? Well, if you do it yourself, it's from self. It's because I want to do it. It's because I want to. I don't know what my intentions are. But really, the Lord don't care. He wants His intentions. It's His people. It's His property. And I can see His side of the story. We mistreated God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, all terribly. We put them out in the backyard and we play in church without them. It's not going to work until we call them back in. And they'll come back in, sit down right beside you and be part of you. Yield yourself to Him and He'll make it complete in Him. God bless you all. I pray that God would move mightily this day. If you have a problem, someone out there in this land, you've got a neck problem that's been giving you troubles from the left side. And right now, God wants to heal you. There's a couple of you. There's one person out there and you've got kidney stones, and God wants to heal you this day. Those kidney stones be removed from that life right now. In Jesus' name, I pray for supernatural encounter from God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost to be set free this day in Jesus' name. Amen. It's done. There's other needs out there. There's a person that has cancer, and you feel your life is done. God can heal you this day. Call upon Him right now, and He'll save you. He'll make you new. There's all kinds of things that's taking place now throughout the spirit world. People need a touch. Whatever your need is, cry to God, and He'll touch you in a mighty way. He'll supersede all the principalities, the things, all the unbelief. I come against that unbelief. I reject it in Jesus' name. I pray for the power of faith to be real, alive. Take away that unbelief, that fear. Take away that fear and give faith. Faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, I pray for a mighty move from heaven this day. I pray that you bind all hindering powers, all spiritual wickedness in high places, and you'll release life and life, abundant life in Jesus' name. To God be all glory. To God be all praise. We pray victory this day. We pray for a mighty flow from heaven. I pray that lives will be touched from heaven. And yield you today. Yield yourself to God. And God will touch you this day in a sovereign way by God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. God bless you all. I love you. And God bless you in a mighty way. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Brother Clint, take over. Pray for the people. God bless you.
Wow, that's all I can say is praise the Lord and amen.
Yale to God, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, wow, happy, happy, happy.